What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And we're talking about this story where it turns out Jared Kushner has strong business ties with one of Israel's richest families. And apparently, according to reports published in Bloomberg and the New York Times, the ties between the two families include high-stake real estate deals in Manhattan worth more than $150 million. And Bloomberg says at least 15 different buildings in downtown Manhattan are co-owned by Raz Steinmetz, nephew of diamond dealer Benny Steinmetz, and by Kushner family's Kushner Companies. The two also invested together in a project bearing Donald Trump's name in New Jersey. A lot of people have written in to say why I have politics and corruption as a single tag, and this is exactly the reason. Now then, Chelsea Clinton just got another award for doing absolutely nothing. They're trying to create a legend of Chelsea the humanitarian and all the rest of it. And of course, she got her Variety's Achievement Award, and now she just got another one, the annual City Harvest Award for Commitment in Fighting Hunger in New York City. And it turns out that on a single day earlier this year, she helped City Harvest pack some grapefruit. And for that, she got this award. They're showering her with all of these awards as a prelude to her attempting to run for Congress. Now, Chelsea Clinton's own personal worth right now is $15 million, including a $10.5 million condo in Manhattan. So she's doing very, very well. Much of her official wealth comes from her position on the Clinton Foundation. And by the way, speaking about the world of politics getting really, really weird, Caitlyn Jenner, in an interview, recently said that he, she, it would consider running for public office. Based on what? Being an athlete? Being transsexual? Doesn't look like a really strong resume for running a city, a county, a state, or whatever. That's what's going on here. Little bit of good news, though. Platte River Networks is being referred for prosecution. Now, Platte River Networks was the company that took over management of Hillary Clinton's private email server after it was moved out of the Clintons' own home. And apparently, because they withheld materials from the committee that was investigating the email server, they basically interfered with the investigation. They obstructed justice. And so now they're looking at prosecution. That would be good. Everybody is still screaming about the Russians hacked the election, the Russians hacked the DNC email, blah, 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 blah. And here's the point. Whoever hacked or leaked the DNC revealed that the Democrats were cheating in the primaries and the election. So why aren't the Democrats being investigated? Why isn't that corruption being looked at? They just want to go after who leaked the information out. And that has become almost a hallmark of the American society. People do bad things. The only crime is making it public. Whether it's cheating on the election, Wall Street fraud, child molestation, these people want to go on doing what it is they're doing. They just get very angry when somebody dares to say, hey, I think what you're doing is wrong. I am actually getting emails. Apparently, the RBN Shoutcast has gone dead. I'm sending a message to our control room. We've been having problems. We had the problem with Skype. And again, we're in an age where there's just a huge amount of hacking going on. All righty. here's where it gets really juicy. One of Trump's state campaign chairs is being arrested for child sex trafficking that he was doing while the campaign was on. You want to talk about reckless behavior. Judge Tim Nolan, down there in Kentucky, and he was in charge of Trump's state campaign, and he's not only a judge, he's involved with the daycare center, but apparently had taken control of an underage minor, plied them with alcohol, and then rented them out for sexual purposes multiple times. Nasty, nasty stuff. Now then, recent Gallup poll is showing that most Americans think the news is biased and inaccurate, and this refers to the corporate media. 62% of Americans believe the media favors the Democratic Party over the GOP, and 55% of Americans believe that our news organizations are often inaccurate, which is putting it politely. But the numbers are very telling. The corporate media is losing the war for the minds of America. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, as you know, Bill O'Reilly has left Fox Network. Tucker Carlson took over the spot, and he is getting really good numbers. His numbers from just the new time slot, just short of matching O'Reilly's final numbers prior to his departure. And prior history is going to show. They're probably going to go on up as he builds his audience. So good for Tucker Carlson. Now, yesterday we were talking about how ESPN is having to lay off people, including some of their on-air talent. They're not doing very well. And I speculated that it may be because people just aren't getting into the sports as much as they used to. And as it turns out, there was something else. And I'm going to preface this by saying I personally don't watch ESPN. So I was unaware of this. But apparently ESPN was starting to introduce non-sports programming, which basically were detours into liberal political proselytization. And apparently the ESPN viewing public found that very distasteful. So, let's talk a little bit about the economy. U.S. consumers are tapped out. Credit card defaults surged to a four-year high, and it is getting worse. 2 weeks ago, J.P. Morgan launched their first quarter earnings season. They apparently had to almost $1 billion in charge-offs, which means there's $1 billion in credit card debt they know they're not going to be able to collect, and they just wrote it off, the highest in 4 years. One of the problems that Americans are dealing with is they're having to actually resort to their credit cards more and more for emergencies. They don't have savings. Something bad happens, you have to use the credit card. More and more companies are refusing cash to force you onto the credit cards, to force you further into debt. Article coming out of the LA Weekly, are high interest personal loans a necessary evil? And it's talking about how in Los Angeles, in the poorer communities, they're not really being served by the commercial depositor banks. And so you're starting to see more and more of these payday loan companies, which have absolutely sky-high interest rates and are basically economic scams. Now, if they were doing it on a street corner, they'd be arrested for loan sharking, but because they have a business front, they're allowed to get away with it. And there are more and more companies that are allowed to sort of skirt the intent of laws. As you know, in most states, gambling is illegal. But you've probably seen these TV commercials for these online bidding sites where if you win the bid, you can get a very nice product for 10 or 20 bucks. And it sounds too good to be true, and it is, because what happens is you have to pay for every bid you put in. And that's how these operations make their money. It is, in fact, gambling, but the payoff is not in money, but in a product. and that allows them to evade the gambling laws. I was watching on American Pickers, which I love the show, and they had this recent episode where they showed this little machine that had sat in a bar where you could put in a nickel and it may or may not give you a cigar. And it was not considered gambling because there was no monetary payout. You just occasionally would get a cigar. And these bidding sites are basically the updated version of the same thing here. Now then, over in Silicon Valley, there's been a lot of reckless investment going on there. And there was a company called Klinkle that was going to produce an app on your phone that would manage all of your payments. And that was the promise, and it was founded in 2011 by a guy in his early 20s. And there was a lot of generated buzz, and they got a huge amount of funding. Now, most Silicon Valley startups are high risk, and they can maybe expect a few hundred thousand in development money, but Klinkle got $25 million, and the company just burned right through it. And at the end of it all, Klinkle never actually built the product. And this is becoming a more and more recurring story in Silicon Valley. Silicon Valley startups have been able to raise unbelievable amounts of cash, and yet most of those companies haven't managed to turn a profit ever. Some of them are even saying in their prospectus, we're not sure that we will ever be into profits. Please invest in us anyway. And there's always people out there willing to do that. Maybe they're being used as cash sinks by the tech billionaires who need to bury money someplace to get into a lower tax bracket. And that is something that does happen on a regular occasion. My very first job in commercial radio was at a AM-FM simulcast station. I'm not going to put out the call letters because they're under new ownership. And all the station's format was the Golden Oldies. And all my job was to play the Golden Oldies, manage the transmitter, and back announce the music. And that was it. That was all we did all day long. And it was losing money hand over fist, but it was a cash sink for the owner's other business ventures to try and limit tax exposure. So a lot of that stuff really happens. Now, here is a good example of where automation can actually lead to more jobs being created, because recently Panera Bread automated their ordering process. You can order online. And the result was a surge in demand coming from the automated ordering. And Panera just announced they're going to be hiring 10,000 workers. See, humans and robots can peacefully coexist. It's when the robots are replacing humans that you're going to get into all kinds of tensions here. All right, another little story here. Global market cap hits $50 trillion for the first time ever as all eyes turn to the Trump tax plan. And apparently, there are a lot of people who are looking at it and saying it's good for business people. It's not necessarily going to be that good for ordinary working people. It certainly is something that is being looked on with favor by the large Wall Street corporations who are going to be paying much, much less in taxes on these huge sums of money that they are taking out of the economy here. Now, we posted a video that is really very, very well done. It's one of my favorites. It's up there with the stuff that James Corbett puts out. And the title of the video is The Economic Hitman Awareness. So when you next go to whatreallyhappened.com, just search for that string, Economic Hitman Awareness, or even just Economic Hitman, and watch that video. And it shows you very clearly the real dynamic behind how the U.S. and corporations go into a country, plunder it of its natural resources, crush the general population into poverty, and deal with any resistance. And it's a pattern we have seen repeated time and time and time and time again. Now, earlier in the week, there was buzz that Donald Trump was going to cancel NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, which a lot of people have said was, again, benefits a few at the expense of the many. And Trump apparently had his leash yanked because now Trump is saying they're not going to withdraw from the North American Free Trade Agreement. And Trump is now saying that there may be a renegotiation, a slight change, but we're not getting rid of it. We're hearing the same thing about Obamacare. They're not really going to repeal it. They're just coming up with a replacement, slightly modified plan. And we are hearing, this is courtesy of this article from RIMF.com, that the Trump administration and Congress are starting to reach deals on the sticking points on Obamacare. And basically, they're continuing the Obamacare subsidies. And apparently, this was another bargaining chip for the emergency spending bill, which supposedly will be voted through tomorrow because at midnight tomorrow night, the U.S. government officially runs out of money. Okay, let's go ahead and do this. Over in Great Britain, there's an anti-Brexit champion. Gina Miller, the campaigner behind a successful Supreme Court Brexit challenge, has now raised $385,000 in a bid to unseat Eurosceptic members of Parliament in the June 8th general election. The money is piling on in there. Theresa May was hoping she could solidify the Brexit, and the pro-Europe faction is now seeing it as an opportunity to purge Parliament of anybody who refuses to support the globalist regime. So that's going to be a very interesting election to watch. Meanwhile, the European Union has already started issuing maps of the European Union in which Britain has been left out. So at least some people in the EU are seeing this as being a done deal. I think what they're working for is to find some way to let Great Britain go back to being Great Britain, but still avail themselves of British wealth to keep the EU's economic system propped up. We're hearing all this talk about the divorce payments and demanding the open borders be maintained. And so it's going to be a Brexit in name only. But Great Britain is still going to be tangled up in the European Union's refugee problem and economic problems here. Now, Hungary's prime minister is clearly on the warpath against Brussels. He's been out there making a lot of statements, and he's bang spot on. His latest one is out there saying George Soros has ruined the lives of millions of Europeans. And yes, he has, and not just in Europe. Everywhere Soros goes on in to play his globalization games, people are suffering horrendous hardships, repression, oppression. And we are seeing this global oligarchy of these billionaires who think having a lot of money has given them a right to be rulers of the world. And it hasn't. They're not elected. They don't represent the people. They represent themselves. They're potentates. They're tyrants. They're dictators. They're unaccountable as well as being unelected. Over in Austria, their president has made this bizarre statement that soon all women will have to wear headscarves in solidarity so that the Muslim women are not feeling ostracized or left out. That's getting... It's insane. The world has gone insane. It really has gone insane. Apparently, Marine Le Pen is still closing in on Macron for the upcoming round two election. And huge amounts of money are pouring into Macron's campaign from the establishment, from the globalists. And I'm predicting right now there will be massive amounts of election fraud in this election. And they'll blame it on Russia. Russia wanted... Who knows? We'll be right back.
You've probably probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're dealing with some technical issues over here at RBN. We're trying to get that all sorted out. All right, getting on back to the news. Interestingly enough, the British government has issued a request. Oh, and by the way, we've opened the phone lines again, 800-313-9443. The British government has just asked Facebook to be more vigilant about taking down fake news because people who use it as a news source might be misled. In other words, Facebook has become the handmaiden of the official propaganda, and the British government is concerned about the unofficial story getting on out. And let's see. Yeah, there's... Okay. All righty. Yeah, I'm sorry to be hemming and hawing, but I'm looking at all this email coming on in talking about trouble reaching RBN, so... RBN is aware of the problem here. So the British government is asking Facebook effectively to help influence the election by filtering what the British people are allowed to read. Now, getting back on over to Los Angeles, there's been a new poll out where Los Angeles residents have a growing fear that there will be more major riots And there have been a lot of riots and protests, but people are concerned about a repeat or even something worse than the 1992 Los Angeles riots, which raged for days, cost over $1 billion in damages, and had to be stopped by the military. And both Claire and I were living in Los Angeles when that was happening. It was a very, very scary time. But there's a lot of unrest in the streets of America for a wide variety of reasons. I was having an email debate with somebody about that United Airlines dragging that Chinese doctor off the plane. And they would say, well, you know, it was United Express. It was actually run by Republic and all the rest of it. And my response to that was, I think the reason people responded to this story the way they did, the reason it went viral, was not because of the actual incident itself so much as a general rage growing among the American traveler at how they're being treated while they travel by TSA, by the airlines themselves, by the cabin staff, because certainly courtesy and politeness and concern about the comfort of the traveling public are gone. They're all acting like you should be grateful you're being allowed on their plane in the first place. And if they have to shift you at a later flight, you should just accept that, even if you miss this $10,000 cruise that you can't get your money back for. And that actually happened on one of these other flights. Lady was bumped from a flight to Italy. The next flight was 2 days later, and by the time she got there, the cruise ship had set sail. So, now, as you know, earlier in the week, we had a call into the show where it was announced at the courthouse steps that a mistrial was declared in the first Bundy trial. And there's an interesting little analysis that came on out from the 21st Century Wire talking about the real issue remains the federal land policies. And whether or not the government has exceeded the bounds of the Constitution, which they certainly have. There is a limit in the Constitution that's called the Enclave Clause, in which the federal government is only allowed to own land on which enclaves, government enclaves, sit, meaning the federal government buildings, military bases, federally built infrastructure like harbors and airports and so forth. There is also a provision in the Enclave Clause that such land acquisition has to be approved by the legislature of the state in which the land resides, or is located, rather. Just carving off huge chunks of land and declaring it a national monument is outside that. A national monument is not a federal enclave. It's not a military base. It's not a harbor. And as a matter of fact, Donald Trump has announced that he is reviewing this very policy. So, we got to take another break for commercials. Back with a phone call after these few.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
The new word on the street is bloated.
Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them,
and we're bloated.
Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we're still dealing with all of our technical issues here. Okay, so we have a caller on the line, Sherry in Texas. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Here's a way to have a voice other than taking to the streets. This is regarding the demonstration in the streets. You could... If there's a new party, you were talking about a new party last time, and I hope you'll be talking about it more in the future, and socialism is not a good name, progressive has been done, I think calling it something different and new, like a people's party, is going to really maybe help a lot. There's a way to have a voice rather than taking to the streets to demonstrate, by getting hooked up with this party. And having it, if it suits the people that are demonstrating, it's just that a movement created by disappointed Trump supporters makes me a little nervous, because I know it's what the corporate media wanted, and this whole new name, People's, whatever it's going to be called, might help a lot. It's kind of, there's no lesser of two evils anymore. You know, it's like balancing the seesaw, standing between the two, less party politics, more balanced. Less bashing of Democrats, and like, who was it? Dustin in New Jersey said, there's extreme elements in both parties. We need that middle party. We need something to balance the other two. Maybe it would help help solve a lot of problems.
Well, last year I probably would have agreed with you, but the lesson we are seeing out of this last election and the tremendous disappointment of the Trump administration is that political parties don't matter anymore. Candidates don't matter anymore. The oligarchs are calling all the shots, and they'll do exactly the same thing with a new third party, even if they allowed one to come into existence, which they don't want because it means they'll have to spend more money donating to three candidates instead of just two. At this point, I don't see a way for the system to be saved. I think we're past that point, and I'm seeing a lot of anger out there on the web. Where people, like the article that we had yesterday, it's time to delete the federal government. I can't find a reason to argue against that.
Yeah. Well, that leaves, if it didn't go through, and I'm going to hold out hope, but we're talking about solutions, food pantries. Every small town and even big city should have more than one. Food pantries, you've got a local Texas grocery that's giving canned goods and bread, no meat, but things like canned breads and goods that are and goods that are coming near their sell-by date, and they're donating them. And I tell you, I don't care if I'm rich or poor, if I got to where I couldn't feed the people, I mean, we with gardeners can put in our stuff over there too if we have extra, and I would not rule that out as a means to feed the people. Ours started with just all the churches in the area getting together, funding the things. They got a little rent house they worked out of, and then it made enough money from donations or whatever to get a building built. And it's, and boy, those baskets from the local grocery store come rolling through there with all this bread and stuff, and there's people donating their time to divvy it up, and it's just really a going thing. So, and also, well, getting out of debt, of course, is absolute necessary to pull.
Yeah, that's the hard part. I mean, they're intentionally trying to dump more debt on you to keep you from breaking free. That's the push to the cashless society, keep you using the debit cards and the credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
Keep you a debt slave, and that's what's going on there. You're very lucky to have the support of your local supermarkets for your food bank, because in a lot of places now, especially the large chain grocery stores, they're throwing the expired food in the trash bin and pouring bleach all over it, because their attitude is, we don't want the food to get out there for free. People need to keep coming to the store and buying food. And grocery prices, of course, are continuing to go up like crazy, especially around here. We're actually seeing in a couple of places where supermarkets are trying to sue food pantries as unfair competition.
Oh, no, kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. The goal of fascism is that we are all totally dependent on the corporate supply chain for everything. Food, medicine, electricity, water. Next, it'll be air.
That's as bad as garage sales getting taxed or something. I mean, that's just
ridiculous. They were trying that, too. It failed for a lack of enforceability.
Good, good. Well, I've noticed at the cash registers of the big box grocery stores, they have little credit card things you can apply for, and as the prices go up, they're going to hope to divvy those out. There's got to be a way around that. Don't use them, and I know you want to eat, but push for your churches to get together with the smaller grocery stores that are like state-run grocery stores to do this, and come here to Fredericksburg, Texas, and check out what they've got going here down on Highway Street, and use that as a model or whatever it takes, because Episcopal Church started it, by the way. And we brought in everyone. We had a big walk once for money, you know, and all this stuff. And it just has really worked, and it's just expanded, and they're going to start offering you those credit cards. And I'm going to say this and I'll go, but they have a little section there if you want to write a check or use cash. It's turning into a postage stamp size area. They have all these machines around you now. If you know, they're making it as hard as possible for you to use your cash. And I'm going to look at the, you know, prepaid Visa option, because I hate the thought. If you want to be a slave to all this globalism,
yep.
then just use that credit card that they give you. But if you can do a prepaid one, go down to one car. Anything, you know, just do what you can. And I'm going to hope that you and Claire can get out of there soon. I tell you, yeah. come visit us here. It's nice here.
Yeah, we really would like to get back to the mainland. We're very nervous about developments here. I can't put it any other way. We're broke. That is basically where
we
are.
But and I'm not worried about you. I'm just going to feel, I just know you want to be here. And I want you to realize that somehow. But, you know, for those that are here and having a hard time, you know, don't rule out all the other options that keep you from off those cards, because that's where the slavery, that's the slave state is all wrapped up in that debt, and they're putting them everywhere they can, and it's only the big box ones, you know, the local people. We can stand together, you know, we can stand together. I think there's other options, and every time I think of something, I'll let you know.
All right, well, thank you very much. I do appreciate that here. And so we're going to let you go and get on back to the news here. Thank you for the phone call. And again, the lines are open, I hope. We seem to be having all kinds of very mysterious and strange technical issues today at RBN. And the number is 800-313-9443. Speaking of the Veterans Affairs and my dubious feeling about Donald Trump's announcement of a new VA oversight office. The House Veterans Affairs Committee was running an inspector's general probe to the treatment of a blind Navy veteran in October during a very lengthy emergency room wait at the North Las Vegas VA Medical Center. And they asked for the surveillance video from the VA hospital, only to be told it had been deleted. Isn't that amazing how, despite all the video surveillance, video that might embarrass somebody within the government keeps vanishing? Like the dash cam video from when the police beat up that 80-year-old guy? Getting into the computers here, Facebook has implemented a new filter on articles that are about President Trump. The comments are being biased so that the anti-Trump comments are at the top of all the comments, even when other comments have more likes. They're not sorting them by the likes. They're simply sorting them anti-Trump on first and the good stuff down below. So all of these corporations have become handmaidens to the government's propaganda. Instead of Facebook, let's call it the Ministry of Propaganda. But a lot of people are starting to abandon Facebook. They're abandoning Google. They're abandoning Twitter. And it's starting to show because Twitter's revenue is plunging. And this is the first time since Twitter began. Their ad revenues are starting to fall apart. And Twitter is cutting costs, trying to manage the decline. But people are going to these other startup companies like Gab. Because right now there doesn't seem to be any censorship over there. Now, General Electric apparently has had a bit of a goof for what they call their protection relays. Apparently there's a bug, a weakness, a security vulnerability, and it could potentially open up transmission systems to a grid-scale attack. Now, power stations and things like that are air-gapped. They're isolated from the general internet. But the internet is used to communicate with devices out in the field, such as transformers, distribution, even just sensors that are monitoring the system to find out when something fails. Those are using the regular internet. So those outside devices are open to cyber attack. So they're rushing out these patches here. The three New York University researchers say they cracked the homebrew encryption in the ancient GE multilin systems. And the abstract is light on actual details, which is probably a good thing. But it appears the researchers found a hard-coded password inside the system. And they said, we completely broke the homebrew encryption algorithm used by these protection and management devices to authenticate users and allow privileged operations. Knowledge of the passcode enables an attacker to completely own the device and disconnect sectors of the power grid at will, locking operators out to prolong the attack. Well, that really was kind of dumb, having a hard-coded password in there. And it is a major ongoing problem when you're developing systems. And you can understand from the point of view of those who manufacture and maintain computerized equipment that they want to have a hard-coded password so that if the end user messes up, scrambles the password file, that they can still get in to fix it. But if those passwords become known, if somebody is able to identify them, then your device turns into a security hole. And there are already so many of them, many of them intentionally designed and inserted at the behest of the National Security Agency. Now, over in India, they have ordered internet service providers in Kashmir to immediately block Facebook, Twitter, and 20 other social media sites and online applications for 1 month after several videos and photos depicting alleged abuses of Kashmir's by Indian security forces sparked outrage. And again, we're seeing this behavior all over the globe. They're going to go on doing bad things. They're only angry when somebody complains about it. So they kill the messenger, which is exactly what they're doing. They're killing the messengers. They're not correcting the problem. They're killing the messengers. The same thing with all this talk about prosecuting Julian Assange for publishing this classified data. Assange himself did not steal that classified data. Technically, the ones who leaked it and gave it to him are the ones who actually broke the law. Assange, as a distributor, if you will, is protected by the First Amendment. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, you know, I just heard that last caller, Sherry.
Yes.
I've been thinking about this before anyway. I'm beginning to believe that pure capitalism, or what I call predatory capitalism, just as bad as pure socialism, which is really communism. Neither one is doing it any good, and it's both really comes to a dictatorship. Even like when you're talking about some of these tech companies like Facebook, Google, Twitter, these are like the robber barons of today. I mean, they rule. They're much too powerful. They're trying to quell free speech, and I do think it's time people wise up and started to realize that socialism, the term socialism, I'm not talking about pure socialism, but maybe the type that Bernie Sanders or maybe Tulsi Gabbard want, not all that bad. You know, especially if we start enforcing these Sherman antitrust laws and making it clear to these corporations who's really in charge, that we the people are in charge. And this government has to make it understood that they're supposed to be for the people of this country, not for these fat cats that have all kinds of special interests involved. What do you think about that?
Well, you're absolutely right. The reason we're in the mess that we're in is because corporations are allowed to become monopolies, and there used to be laws in the United States to prevent that because it was understood when one single corporation monopolized a particular area of endeavor, costs would go up, quality would go down, and the management of the corporation would tend to become rather abusive of their power and privilege. It's like the laws we used to have that limited how much media any one entity could own to preserve a diversity of opinion. All those laws have been rescinded, and now we have this rise of the corporate oligarchy, which basically feels like they can do whatever they want to do. And we see that in the way that Google and Facebook are censoring online discussion. We see it in the way that airlines are maltreating their passengers, their paying customers. There's actually this attitude coming out that ordinary people are not to be respected. Just get their money and, you know, give them enough to keep them from complaining too much, and that's business as usual.
Well, Mike, as far as I know, things like the Sherman antitrust laws are still on the books. They're just not being enforced. Now, I know Glass-Steagall was taken away back in the 1990s, which is a shame. It probably caused the whole 2008 fiasco. But as far as I know, antitrust laws are still on the books. Just that they're not being enforced. They're just being ignored.
Yeah, I was doing a quick little search here, and the Sherman Antitrust Act was passed in 1890. It is still in effect, but over at the Mises Institute, I'm seeing an article where they're arguing for a repeal. You know, that all of the antitrust laws ought to be repealed. Well, they're being ignored, and we can see the results. A repeal is only going to make it worse.
See, that's what I disagree with.
And you're absolutely right. The question is, who's running the country, the corporations or the people? Right now, sadly, it's the corporations. Mark, I'm going to hold you over. Don't hang up. I'll come right back to you.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're talking with Mark in North Carolina. We're talking about socialism versus capitalism versus fascism. And I know a lot of people talk about socialism a lot, but the reality is we're living in a fascist economic dictatorship.
Yeah, Mark, what I was going to say, Oh, I'm sorry. I'm still here.
Okay, go ahead.
One of the things I disagree with Ron Paul, and I love Ron Paul. I mean, I think the man is great. And for the most part, he's right on, especially when it comes to foreign policy and all that, and war and peace. But one thing I disagree with him on is what you just said, like the Van Dies economic policies. You cannot just let corporations or business do whatever they want, because they will exploit. Greed is unfortunately part of human nature. And by the way, it works that way with communism too. Thinking people think pure socialism will work, it won't, because a lot of these so-called leaders of the communist movement themselves are greedy and like power, and they'll take advantage. So both.
Yeah, I mean, the former Soviet Union made a mockery of Marxism by creating the most powerful ruling class in history to supposedly support the classless society.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Now, I have a cousin of mine who's actually an actual communist. He's on Facebook. As a matter of fact, he got off my news feed because he didn't like some of the stuff I was saying about his beliefs. But one thing he did say, and kind of like goes with what you just said, is like he said Trotsky, for instance, was a true communist. But that Stalin was not. That Stalinism is not really communism, and Trotsky was what communism was supposed to be about. I don't know if that's really true or not. From what I understand, Trotsky himself was a kind of a globalist. A lot of these neocons today are former Trotskyites themselves. But this is what he claims. I don't know what you think about that. Or what Karl Marx is. He also said Marx and Engels originally did not believe in a Soviet style of communism. But I guess you probably know more about that than I do.
Well, the system will take you in and it will corrupt you. Alan Greenspan, before he became chairman of the Federal Reserve, he was a proponent of sound money and a return to the gold standard. And as soon as he got that job at the Federal Reserve, he was all in favor of printing presses and computers and fairy tale money.
Well, you see, with Trump, too, now, all of a sudden now he's a... He's campaigned against globalism, and now he's surrounded by globalism. He said he didn't want to interfere in other people's business, militarily, or any other way, really. And you see what he's doing now. So, I don't know. Like you said, it's not only money, but power definitely, like you said, power corrupts. Absolute power absolutely corrupts. And that seems to be part of human nature. But it's up to, I think it's up to we, the people, to put an end to this, to stop it. Even if we have to start overthrowing these people, even if it comes to some kind of a civil war, we can't let it just keep on going on, because it's going to destroy this country, and it's going to destroy...
It's already destroying our country. I mean, certainly the country that I was born into, the country that we all thought we were living in, that country is gone. It has been destroyed.
No.
And I really don't like all... Okay, we're going to have to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.